Hi, this is Atrani SAI and IT getting progress notes from Aventura Nursing Home in Lake Zurich, and the date is March 29, 2023. First one is history and physical on Craig, C-R-A-I-G, last name is Schaitz, S-C-H-A-I-T-Z, in brackets, date of birth 3/21/1950. This is 73-year-old male who was transferred to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he couldn't take care of himself. He denied any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, diabetes, morbid obesity, hypothyroidism, anemia, indwelling Foley catheter. Family history is non-contributory. Social history, denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse. He lives with his brother. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is atomic, normal, spelling, pupils are equiractured, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, ferrate entry, no added sounds. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, trace pleural edema with multiple open areas to both lower legs. CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed. Assessment and plan. UTI with sepsis, comma, cellulitis of both lower legs, comma, hypertension, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, morbid obesity. Plan same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which he needed hospitalization and then subsequently transferred to skilled nursing facility because he was not able to take care of himself. He is on antibiotics, which he is refusing. We'll have a wound care nurse to see him as well. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. He advised patient to lose weight, and he is on DVT prophylaxis, and we'll continue to watch him closely. Next, history and physical is on Anna, A-N-N-A, last name is Savika, S-A-W-I-C-K-A, in brackets, date of birth 5/24/1956. This is 66-year-old female who was admitted to skilled nursing facility after she was hospitalized at the patient and she wasn't able to take care of herself. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. She was found on floor for 3 days by her son, and in the hospital she was very weak and was transferred here. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. She had multiple electrolyte imbalances. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, alcohol dependence, major depression, hyperlipidemia. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse. Now, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomic, normal, spheric, pupils are equiractive, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, ferrate entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pleural edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed. Assessment and plan, hypokalemia, comma, hypertension, comma, alcohol dependence, comma, recent lactic acidosis, comma, major depression, and hyperlipidemia. Plan, same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and then was transferred here for rehabilitation, and she is feeling better already. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She had severe lactic acidosis and dehydration along with hypokalemia and hyponatremia. which is getting better. She is getting stronger already. We'll continue to watch her closely. She lived alone, and the plan is that she will go with her son after the discharge from here, and advised her to quit drinking alcohol completely. Next history and physical is on Joy, J-O-Y. Last name is Ottenbacher, O-T-T-E-N-B-A-C-H-E-R. In brackets, date of birth, 7/21/1937. This is 85-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She fell and was found to have subdural hematoma because she is weak and had imbalance. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for Parkinson's disease, depression, dementia, family history is non-contributory, social history, denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 2, hemodynamically stable, HENT head is atomic, normal, spheric, pupils are equal, acted light, neck is up, or no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop lungs, bilateral failure entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pilar edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, mechanical fall leading to acute subdural hematoma, coma, history of Parkinson's disease, depression, and Alzheimer's dementia. Plan same, patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and needing to be transferred to skilled nursing facility for rehabilitation. Significant amount of time was reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, coma imaging, coma reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She is slowly starting to feel better, and she is eating okay. She does have DVT prophylaxis, and we'll watch her closely. Next history and physical is on Charlene, S-H-A-R-L-E-N-E, last name is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, in brackets, date of birth, 11/28/1935. This is 87-year-old female who was admitted to the hospital and then subsequently transferred here for rehabilitation because she was not able to take care of herself. She had acute altered mental status secondary to UTI and COVID when she was at home. Now she is doing much better. Her daughter is at bedside. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Her mental status is back to normal. Past medical history is significant for CHF, COPD, hypertension, osteoarthritis, anxiety. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse. She lives with her daughter. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT head is atomic, normal, spheric. Pupils are equal, acted light, neck is up, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral failure entry, no added sounds. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, trace pilar edema on both sides. CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed. Assessment and plan, acute UTI, comma COVID, comma hypertension, comma chronic diastolic CHF, comma COPD, comma osteoarthritis. Plan, same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and was subsequently transferred to skilled nursing facility for rehabilitation. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma imaging, comma reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team, along with patient's daughter at bedside. I have done the paperwork for her admission to assisted living facility where patient's family would like her to be transferred to after the discharge from here. She is slowly getting better. Next history and physical is on Elizabeth, E-L-I-S-A-B-E-T-H. Last name is Dekind, D-E-K-I-N-D. In brackets, date of birth, 10/22/1934. This is a 88-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. She is confused. She is ambulatory. She is forgetful. Past medical history is significant for Alzheimer's, dementia, osteoarthritis. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 2, hemodynamically stable. HENT head is atomic, normal, spheric, pupils are equidirectional light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral periodontary, no added sounds. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pupillary edema. CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Generalized weakness, osteoarthritis, Alzheimer's, dementia with behavior disturbance. Plan, same patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and transferred here to skilled nursing facility. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Will do routine fasting labs. She is ambulatory. She is eating and drinking okay. We'll continue to watch her closely. Next history and physical is on Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Last name is Oberg, O-B-E-R-G. In brackets, date of birth, 7/28/1945. Patricia is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She was initially admitted last week. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Her daughter is at bedside. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, osteoarthritis, smoking, addiction. She lives with her son. Family history is non-contributory. Allergies, none. Medications, as per attached list. She has not seen the doctor for the last few years. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 2, hemodynamically stable. HENT head is atomic, normal, spheric, pupils are equidirectional light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, periodontary, no added sounds. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Extremities, no pupillary edema. CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted, moving all the extremities. Labs and hospital records reviewed. Assessment and plan. Acute stroke, hypertension, Alzheimer's, dementia, osteoarthritis, hyperlipidemia, smoking dependence. Plan, same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and was transferred here for rehabilitation. Significant amount of time was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with nursing staff, rehab team, along with patient's daughter at bedside. Advised patient to quit smoking completely and follow medical advice, and we'll continue to monitor her closely. Next is a progress note on Henry, H-E-N-R-Y. Last name is Nordmeyer, N-O-R-D-M-E-Y-E-R. In brackets, date of birth, 7/23/1949. S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment plan, hypertension, dyspepsia, osteoarthritis, chronic diastolic CHF. Plan, same. Patient is slowly improving. He is eating and drinking well. He is getting better with physical therapy. He is looking forward to going home in the next few days, and then I will see him as outpatient next week in the office. Discharge instructions were given to the patient and the nursing staff as well. Next one is Frederick, F-R-E-D-R-I-C, last name is Holtgren, H-O-L-T-G-R-E-N, in brackets, date of birth, 1/26/1929, same, ROS same, O same, assessment and plan, NIDDM, comma, edema, comma, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia with behavior disturbance, plan same, patient had right eye cataract surgery done today. He is doing well, but doesn't like to stay in bed. Advised him to keep the legs elevated. He is very non-compliant, along with the patient's son, who does not want him to stay at home. And he still has not found a facility for patient to stay permanently. Next one is Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, last name is Kita, K-I-T-A, in brackets, date of birth, 9/4/1934. This is discharge summary, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment plan, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia, plan, same, patient is being discharged with his son. He will follow up with his primary care physician as outpatient. Detailed discharge instructions were given to the patient and the son and the nursing staff. Next one is Stanley. Is a progress note, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y. Last name is Pennington, P-E-N-N-I-N-G-T-O-N. In brackets, date of birth, 10/14/1941. These are progress notes. S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment plan. Right foot osteomyelitis, comma, cellulitis, comma, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, comma, NIDDM. Plan same. Patient is on IV antibiotics. He doesn't have any pain. He is sitting in the chair comfortably. He's eating good. Next one is Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Last name is Grote, G-R-O-T-E. In brackets, date of birth, 1/21/1944. S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment plan. Hypertension, comma, anxiety, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia. Plan, same. Patient is slowly improving, but no significant improvement to the point that he can live independently. Otherwise, physical therapy continues to work with him. Next is James, J-A-M-E-S, last name is Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N, in brackets, date of birth, 2/13/1934, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment plan, NIDDM, comma, hypertension, comma, recent pelvic fracture, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, plan, same, will discontinue pain medications except Tylenol. He is eating okay, he is comfortable. Next one is Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, last name is Ellinghusen, E-L-L-I-N-G-H-U-S-E-N, in brackets, date of birth, 12/28/1936, same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment plan, osteoarthritis, comma, hypertension, comma, dyspepsia, comma, anxiety, plan, same, patient continues to have increasing pain. Will start her on Mobic. She will be seeing orthopedics and will continue to monitor her closely. Next one is Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, last name is Goodmanson, G-O-O-D-M-O-N-S-O-N, in brackets, date of birth, 10/3/1945, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment plan, left shoulder shingles, comma, hypertension, comma, morbid obesity, comma, anxiety, plan same, will start patient on Famvir, F-A-M-V-I-R, and will place her in isolation. This was discussed with DON and nursing staff. Otherwise, she is okay. She will stay in isolation for the next 5 days, and hopefully by then she will have scabs. Next one is Tina, T-I-N-A, last name is Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, in brackets, date of birth, 11/1/1943. As same, patient continues to vomit after breakfast. As so, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment plan. bulimia, comma, anxiety, comma, hypertension, comma, Alzheimer's dementia plan. Same patient has this history for many, many years that she makes her throwing up because of her bulimia. All the workup was done in the past multiple times, which was negative. Patient's family is aware of this, and nothing more needs to be done at this time. Next one is Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, last name is Prahler, P-R-A-H-L-E-R, in brackets, date of birth, 8/30/1932. As same, patient has increased swelling and redness to her right lower leg. ROS same, all same, assessment and plan. Right lower leg cellulitis, comma, hypertension, comma, dyspepsia, comma, morbid obesity, comma, Alzheimer's dementia. Plan same, we'll start her on Keflex and we'll watch her closely. Next one is June, J-U-N-E, last name is Marcel, M-A-R-C-E-L-L, in brackets, date of birth, 6/2/1929. As same, ROS same, all same, assessment plan, UTI, comma, CKD, comma, hypertension, comma, CHF, comma, anxiety. Plan same, patient is on antibiotics for her UTI, and hopefully she will get better and her symptoms will improve soon. Next one is Bo Chung, B-O, Chung, C-H-U-N-G, Yao, Y-A-U, in brackets, date of birth, 11/10/1927. As same, patient's daughter is at bedside who has multiple concerns. ROS same, all same. Assessment and plan. AKI, comma, CHF, comma, hypertension, comma, atrial fibrillation, comma, anxiety. Plan same. I addressed all patient's daughter's concerns who is at bedside that usually patients who are long-term are not seen by the doctors every day. They do not get labs very frequently, and they do not get weighed every day. Otherwise, she would need to be transferred to acute facility, which she seems to understand. In the meantime, we have cut down on Bumex and will continue to monitor her closely. Patient's daughter and family had some concerns which were addressed to the best of my knowledge, and that they were made aware that she will be sent to the hospital if she gets worse or hemodynamically unstable. Next one is Mary, M-A-R-Y, last name is King, K-I-N-G, in brackets, date of birth, 11/10/1954. Same, ROS same, all same, assessment plan, hypertension, comma, NIDDM, requiring insulin, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, peripheral vascular disease. Plan same, patient is refusing to take some of the medications. I advised her the importance of taking the medications because of her multiple medical problems and very severe diabetes, including peripheral vascular disease necessitating amputations in the past. And she understands the risks of medical problems getting worse, including death and stroke. And still, she chooses to not to take some of the medications, which we understand her concerns. Next one is history and physical on Sligting, S-L-I-G-T-I-N-G. I'm sorry, Renee, R-E-N-E-E. Last name is Sligting, S-L-I-G-T-I-N-G. Toki, T-O-C-K-E-Y. In brackets, date of birth, 7/7/1964. Mrs. Sligting is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for long-standing alcohol dependence, causing liver cirrhosis, comma, anxiety, comma, osteoarthritis. family history is non-contributory. Social history, she has quit drinking for the last few weeks when she was hospitalized. Otherwise, she was a heavy drinker prior to that. Medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical examination is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 2. Hemodynamically stable. HENT head is atomic, normal, sphelic. Pupils are equal, rectal light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral failure entry. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Extremities, no pupillary edema. CNS, no sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed. Assessment and plan. Osteoarthritis, comma, alcoholic liver disease with liver cirrhosis, comma, anxiety, comma, some left arm open wound which patient keeps on picking. Plan same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was admitted to the hospital and was transferred here for rehabilitation. Because of patient's insurance, she does not qualify to get skilled rehab services because her insurance is not approving, and her husband is very upset about that. Patient is being discharged, and her husband is taking her home later on today. She will follow up with their primary care physician. Advised patient not to ever drink alcohol again. End of dictation. Is Dr. Saini, SAINI.